I am with thee according to thy heart. I want to be with them according to their heart.
Amen.
And if their heart falters, I want to be right behind them with a sharp sword. Let's go. You know, you turn me this way, we ain't turning back now. Don't get me wrong, I'm not putting these men on pedestals. Like I said, I know them probably better than anyone else, and I could tell you some stories that might lower their support. But but by the Lord's grace, I want to be that armor bearer.
Amen.
I want to carry forth the work. There's, I don't know if you've ever done it. You sit and wonder, what's my talent? What's God got in this life for me? You know what do I accomplish? Where do I fit in this thing? And I say, Billy's not here. He's a dreamer. That guy spent years dreaming about being a printer. He wanted a press to print, and he wanted to print out the gospel in mass. And Susan and I got down there, and I kept hearing this thing. I said, well, Bill, let's go get a press. He said, you don't understand, Mike. The cost of this thing in Mexico is as much as the national debt. To buy a press in Mexico, it's extremely outrageous. And we checked into it, and he was right, and we didn't have enough faith. And so we came to the, so I said, well, let's go get one. And so we packed up and went to the States. I see myself as a doer, as a pusher. You got a dream? I wouldn't want to go out and contract you a house. 100%, you sit back and do it. But I want to go over and say, you got a problem right there. You're building your house. I'll put a new roof on it for you.
Amen.
We'll bring in a crew of guys. We'll organize this thing. I want to fulfill some dreams, but I don't want to do the whole dream. You know, it's and that's where I see me. And there's several things that happened in Mexico where I could see that the Lord may have used me to spur it on. Let's get it going. And maybe that's my capacity. And I pray that the Lord might use us again there to get something for the Lord rolling. Not that we can do it. Don't misunderstand that. We cannot do it, but we do have to do it in another sense.
Amen.
The Lord, it's all done by His power, but it's through our work.
Amen.
The Lord isn't telling us to sit in our chair, to stand and stand still, and this thing will evolve. I have some guys come out to help me sometimes on the job, and I don't know what goes through your minds or their minds, but they think you pour a little water on the ground and this apartment building will blossom. You know, it just happens. It don't happen that way. It takes more sweat and toil than most of you can imagine to build the house you're in. And when we start building this building, I pray that the Lord will allow me to come back and help you.
Amen.
But it isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
It's the Lord's going to do the work. He's going to provide the money. He's going to provide the strength to do it. We're going to provide some sweat. It's going to take some effort. And when we go to Mexico, I'm well prepared for what's going to happen. As Susan said, she's nervous this time about going back. We went down with romantic ideas of Mexico. We went down with the adventurous. We'd been there for a couple months and saw the fun trips to the Huasteca and all these things that some of you are impressed with and think missionary life is grand. It's 8 hours a day leaning over either a press or a folder. It's standing in a square being mobbed trying to give somebody a tract they don't really want in many cases. And it's humdrum, it's every day, it's knocking on doors and wearing out shoe leather, just like it is here.
That's right.
We have a better scenery, but we don't have a chance to buy our own home. We don't have a lot of things that you do. Mm-hmm. And I just go down with the realization that it's not a storybook tale down there anymore.
Right.
And I'm with a couple guys, they're nuts, they want to get persecuted. They're as bad as Paul. We first went down and Billy and Dale were preaching a good, strong, hard gospel, but it really began to convict them. And I don't know if it was either Billy or you that...
Bill.
No doubt it was Bill. You know, we're not getting a response. They're just ho-hum. Any Catholic priest would say amen to anything we've said. We need to wake up some people. We need to preach the offense of the gospel unto salvation of souls. Sorry, Meemaw. And they started preaching a strong, strong gospel.
Amen.
Waking some people up. Making some people upset. When I was there, we had stones thrown at us. nobody was hit, you know. We can't claim persecution rights or anything, but the Lord's doing a work there because we're bold enough to step forward. And I want to ask you today, we've read this talking about me, but what about you? Would you be the armor bearer to Brother Lindell?
Amen.
Would you be an armor bearer to Brother Steve there? Huh? They say, time to build a building.
Amen.
Well, you're falling behind. Say, I'm with you all the way, wherever your heart turns.
Amen.
A lot of people get hurt around here and walk off because we have a mean junkyard dog that's not going to let things slide for a while and hope they disappear. He's going to make things disappear. You know, it's a rough time. We're not here playing games. This is business. That's why a congregation so small that you shouldn't be able to pay the light bill are supporting 8 full-time missionaries. Because it's business. It's eternal business. It has a weight far beyond any gold you could ever put together. What about it? You willing to be that armor bearer? What about falling behind some of these men that you have here that are leading out? We got a full-time evangelist here that is leading out in a ministry to knock on doors in San Antonio. He needs some armor bearers. He needs somebody that's going to step up behind and says, I'll go with you.
Amen.
You got a man here that visits.
Amen.
I know him well because I work with the guy. I work him hard. Nothing pleases me more to see him sweat. You know, Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, he's out visiting the new ones that come into this place.
Right.
He can't hardly get out of the truck when he gets home.
Yeah.
And yet he's up and gone, visiting someone. He needs some armor bearers.
Amen.
There's ministries all over this church going on. We need armor bearers. There's a hospitality ministry that needs to go on.
Amen.
Churches are built by the way they care for the new ones. You say, well, if they were spiritual enough, they would realize they don't need to be cared for and they would just come right in and be a part. How did you get spiritual enough to take what goes on around?
Mm-hmm.
Took some caring.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a Jonathan in the hospitality ministry. And there needs to be some people who are willing to say, amen, I'll be that armor bearer. I'll step in behind. I'll take a new one home for dinner Sunday.
Amen.
Got an extra bone we'll throw in, another cup of water, and we'll fellowship around the Lord Jesus Christ and build up some people.
Amen.
Raise up a church here that'll stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, that'll mount to something. Oh, not that we haven't. But have we arrived? When you have, you're in Laodicea. The Lord said He'll spew you out of your mouth. We need to keep pressing on. And when we think we've got it, we need to throw it all out and start over.
Yeah.
Will you be that armor bearer? Will you say, as this one did to Jonathan, according to thy heart, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart.
Amen.
I say to Billy and Joey and Brent, the principal ones I've been working with, I'm with you. Just press on. I'm with you. I'm behind you. As to your heart. Can you say that to anyone in this assembly? It's a practical thing. We can talk spirituality all day.
That's right.
We can read these verses and come out with nothing. But are you willing to make a personal commitment? You may not like this guy or Steve or Brian Tebow or any of these others. They may grind you. They may work you down. You may not like it. But do you love the Savior who bought you? Do you love the souls of men that pass by our door, that you walk by their door? Are you willing to be the one that would say, I'm with you, let's go, you want to call tonight? Oh, I'm tired, I've worked hard. We'll call tonight, because it's in your heart. What's in your heart tonight? Is it your new house, your new job, your new kids, your new whatever? Or is it the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
We need armor bearers, brothers and sisters. The Lord will provide the Jonathans.
Amen.
He always has, and He always will. But we need armor bearers.
Amen. Amen. Amen.